For more than three decades, Boston has wrestled with how to create integrated schools in a city of racially distinct neighborhoods. 2 years ago, the city school committee voted to abandon race as a factor when assigning students. Critics said the change would lead to the resegregation of Boston schools. Jason Bobian of member station WBUR has analyzed enrollment records and reports that in some cases, it looks like they were right.
One of the most popular public schools in Boston is the Linden Pilot School. The Linden is tucked into a quiet, predominantly white neighborhood in the southwest corner of the city. Parents jockey to get their kids into the Linden, according to some in the neighborhood, even before their children are born. Far more parents request the school each year than there are seats available, and the Linden Elementary is one of the schools in Boston that's seen a substantial shift under the new race-blind school assignment policy. Under the old policy, the school was fairly evenly divided between white, black, and Hispanic students. This year, Maureen Roach's kindergarten class is almost entirely white. Of the 23 children going over a lesson on nutrition, only three are African American. And this is particularly striking in a school district where 85% of the students are ethnic minorities.
What animal eats a lot of carrots?
A rabbit,
and you know why?
Sherry Brooks Roberts, one of the administrators at the Linden, calls the decline in ethnic diversity a major concern. She says she hopes to reverse the trend by doing more recruitment in Black and Latino neighborhoods.
But it is a very difficult task, understanding that basically 50% of our new kindergarten in our monolingual classes are going to be neighborhood children.
Under the new policy, parents rank the top three schools they'd like their children to attend. If there are more applicants than seats, half the spots go to children who live near the school, then the rest are doled out by lottery. The policy isn't just leading to racial isolation at the Linden School. Across town, at the Warren Prescott Elementary in Charlestown, the incoming kindergarten class went from being evenly divided between Black, white, and Hispanic students to being 50% white this year and having only one Black child. 2 years ago, at the academically rigorous Quincy School in Chinatown, two-thirds of the kindergartners were Asian. This year, Asians constituted almost three-quarters of the new students at the Quincy, while the percentage of Blacks was cut in half. And at an elementary school in East Boston, Hispanics rose from 17% of the overall student body to 46% in just 2 years. Brown University professor Michael Alves, the co-author of Boston's old student assignment policy, argues that assigning students based on neighborhoods exacerbates academic achievement gaps between poor and middle-class students.
Certainly housing is racially identifiable. Housing is certainly income identifiable in this country. And to the extent that race and income is correlated with the student achievement, that's going to be reflected in schools if you assign children to schools based on where they happen to live.
The old policy didn't ignore where a student lived, but used it as one factor in the assignment process. That process also considered race and tried to balance the racial composition of each school. For years, a group of white parents complained that the process discriminated against their children, sending them off to distant schools to fill bureaucratic racial quotas. And it was a lawsuit by white parents that led to the new race-blind policy. Charles Turner, one of two African Americans on the Boston City Council, says he believes most minority parents want to send their children to schools close to their homes. But Turner criticizes the new assignment policy, saying it primarily benefits white parents who want to send their kids to schools in white neighborhoods, while offering little to the rest of the children in the school district.
There's a sense that as schools become more white, resources increase, and so there's a concern that a lack of integration will lead to a lack of resources for schools in the Black and Latin community.
Many teachers and administrators are tired of talking about the long history of racial politics in Boston's public schools and say it's time to move beyond headcounts. But at the district's annual school showcase night, some parents clearly are concerned about racial disparities at some of the best achieving schools in the district. Elaine Maskell says she's seeking a multicultural kindergarten for her daughter, Kaya.
It does matter to me. Like my other daughter, she was always the only Black in her classroom, and I didn't want that to happen again.
But under the new race-blind policy, that could happen. And others fear that Boston schools could drift back to the days before busing, when white children dominated some schools and minority students were isolated in others. For NPR News, I'm Jason Beaubien in Boston.